Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning. It's another glorious day in Buffalo, New York. I'm so glad you joined us. Dave's helping me out on the board over there. And we're going to have an awesome show. Chef Binks joins me today live in the studio because, my goodness gracious, you know, keeping God front and centered in our life, we need to have that abundant life that he has planned for us and have the energy, again, not just to make it through the day, but to make a difference in the lives of others. And there's no way that you could possibly do that without being healthy and fit. So we're going to bring him in just a few minutes. But before I get into that, I wanted to mention Church on the Beach again going on in Crystal and Bay Beach. And, you know, it's July 15th, and the speaker is Mike Gannon today, or tomorrow, he's going to be at Bay Beach and at Crystal Beach. And then on July 22nd, Jill Kelly will be speaking, one of my favorites. And also on July 29th, the one I saw last year, Pastor Wes Arum is going to be there. And my gosh, he had me in tears last year. So this is Church on the Beach, you guys, on Sundays at Crystal Beach every Sunday at 9 a.m. And then, of course, on August 19th, we have our very own WDCX manager, Brett Larson. He will be speaking. I don't want to miss that. And August 5th, before Brett will be Zach Boron. And I know those are going to be great great speakers as well. And August 26th, Dr. Kevin Lehman. So it's every Sunday at 9 o'clock, Crystal and Bay Beach. I also wanted to mention that, you know, I'll be speaking at Kingdom Bound this year, and I'm so grateful to God for the opportunity to do that. I'm going to actually be speaking both at the WDCX AMP tent on Wednesday, August 8th at 1:30, but also Monday, August 6th at 3 o'clock, and Tuesday, August 7th at 3 o'clock. If you don't know what Kingdom Bound is, it's a huge, humongous, off-the-charts Christian conference at Darien Lake where people from really, literally, like all over the world come. And, you know, I'll be presenting the Raw Truth Health and Fitness Biblically Based seminar, which is much more than just about physical health. It's about eating right, exercising, physical health, and preventing diseases of the body, everything that I talk about every week here. And it's all integrated, our entire mind, body, and soul. And, you know, God wants us to be proactive about it all with the right motives, okay? I'm going to be talking about God's instructions to take care of all three parts, mind, body, soul, and that he lovingly created for us so that we can have that health and vibrant energy that he's planned for us. You know, I'll teach you to have more energy to take care of your family. My mom always says, you know, Robbie, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of your family. And she's so right. I'll teach you about, you know, feeling great and looking great while keeping your eyes focused on the Lord of Lords. To have that abundant life that God promises with good health for mind, body, and soul. And deliberately feel great and be healthy so that you can go out and do God's will and accomplish his purpose for your life. His perfect purpose for your life. Hard to say. So, you know, join me at Kingdom Bound as I talk about our purpose to love and honor God in related scripture, how to eat right, to exercise, to increase your energy and be healthy and fit. How to stop the cravings. So many of you out there have cravings, and we're going to be talking about that today when I bring Chef Binks in. How to manage stress. Who doesn't have stress out there? And, you know, stress affects the cortisol hormone in your body, and that triggers that metabolic switch, which signals your body to store fat. So nobody wants that. I'll be talking about exercise guidelines, how to have self-control, which is one of the fruit of the Spirit, the glycemic index, how that flips on a metabolic switch which signals your body to store fat, and more. So the Raw Truth is you know, about beauty from the inside out, and that's what my Kingdom Bound seminar is going to be August 6th, 7th and 8th at Darien Lake. You can go to the Kingdom Bound website for more information on that. So we're going to go to a break and learn about some of our endorsed sponsors in just a moment, and then I'm going to bring Chef Binks on. But when we come back, you know, our phone lines will be open, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Again, when we return, Chef Binks in the house on The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Something is holding you back from being everything God has called you to be. Something inside keeps telling you, I was meant for more than this. Hi, I'm John Camerano, your Christian life success coach. There is a biblical solution to all your life challenges. Through Empowered Mastery's Transformation Doctrine, I'll teach you how to improve your faith life, family life, fitness life, financial, and even fun life. Call me today at 716-406-2131 for your exclusive Raw Truth consultation and learn how to live the life God desires for you.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morisella Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisella Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair. And let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back live in the WDCX studios in beautiful Buffalo, New York. And one of my favorite people is in the studios right here, Chef Binks. Welcome to WDCX Today.
Hey, buddy, what's going on? You know, I'm glad this isn't television. I just got off TV, and I'm always doing something silly the second before we go live. It's like, hey, I can't hear anything in my earphones, and I've looked on. It would help if it turned up the volume. I couldn't even hear what was going on. You know, I'm a little lost. This heat wave has me really kind of out of sorts. I don't know about everybody else. I like warm weather. I don't like blistering heat, not in the Northeast anyways. It's kind of, I'm struggling with it a bit.
Oh, I love blistering heat. I'm Mediterranean.
Oh, right? I know. You can handle it. I'm German, so it just doesn't work so well for me. You know, it's like, ooh, it's hot now.
Well, you know, every morning I always am over my mom's, my mom is 90, and I'm giving her medication. And every morning I'm seeing you on TV, and this morning, of course, I heard you talking about the heat and how actually the crops are, you know,
I constantly watch watch the weather, and I watch what's going on with our environment around us. I think that it's real easy to disconnect from the world that we live in because we're on the internet, we're watching TV, and we sort of create this disconnect, this personal firewall that we put up between ourselves and the things that we need to live on this planet. And I noticed it was hot and hot and hot, and as I started to talk to some of the local farmers and some of the people that I work with sourcing my food for my clients, that they were struggling. I mean, they were really struggling. They're running irrigation constantly. They're running they're running all sorts of different methods to just try to keep their crops alive. And we're in a huge dilemma right now. I mean, this is ongoing. Every year it seems like it gets a little bit worse. I'm certainly not here to preach about the environment, and I'm not going to go off on a rant about it, certainly.
Right.
But I think that we need to understand that the actions that we take in our everyday life, from the cars that we drive to the decisions that we make about certain products, have a direct impact on the environment, which then has a direct impact on where we get our food and the quality of our food and the abundancy of the food that we need to live in and prosper on this planet. I'm not preaching about it. It's just we're having a huge issue right now around the country.
Oh,
I mean, we're within weeks from a disaster. I mean, a legitimate full-on disaster. I mean, that's already happening in certain parts of the country where we're losing mass crops. They're just pushing food into the ground because it can't be used for human consumption. Cows are eating it. A lot of people are selling off their cattle early and before they've reached maturity because there's just nothing to feed them. It's a real problem. It's a real problem, and we need to pay attention to that. And we touched on that just a little on a very lighter note with much less time. We touched on that in the news that a lot of times, even our gardens now, they're hard to keep up with. The food's not looking so good. We're not getting that natural rainfall that we need. We're watering, but it's not time. Now's a good time to start pulling things out of the garden. If it needs to come out, it's better to pull it out now, can it, preserve it, freeze it, cook it, use it, eat it, enjoy it, than it is to end up throwing it out. Keep an eye on your gardens. If, you know, your tomatoes aren't quite as big as they seem to be, and maybe you don't think they're going to get any bigger, they don't seem to be growing anymore, get them out and use them. Get them out and use them. And what a great way to enjoy the summer and take some of the stress off the budget when you're getting free food out of your garden.
Oh, my gosh. And it's great advice. I think most people are completely immune to all of what you just said about the crops and everything else. I mean, they just know that they go to the grocery store.
It's there. You go to Tops or Wegmans, and there's a beautiful display and soft music and air conditioning, and everything's fine. That's not where the food comes from. It doesn't come from a beautiful air-conditioned display. It comes from a huge workforce of Americans that are working diligently to make sure that we provide food not only for ourselves but to feed our livestock and other people around the globe. We are the breadbasket of the world, not just our own country. I mean, we feed and supply a lot of corn and soy specifically to the globe. And when we stress, the globe stresses. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. There's a huge impact there. It is tough. I'm very fortunate. I live in the country. I see it. I see the problems. I see the soybeans that aren't as tall as they should be. I see the corn, and I talk to the farmers when they say, you know, this corn should be, you know, 4 feet tall, and it's a foot tall. You know, I mean, it's right there in front of me, and I can see the problems. So, again, I'm not preaching.
No.
It's about this. I'm all about food. And when there's a problem with the main component of what my job is based around, I know that that's going to affect things. People are going to go into restaurants. They're going to see prices go up. It's the way it is. There's no way around it. The prices are going to go up. Corn is posting right now at an all-time high. I don't want to quote the wrong number, but somebody told me, I want to say that one day last week it went up by almost $1 a bushel, up to about $7. Again, don't quote me on that. I think that it's somewhere in that neighborhood. Soy is over $10. I mean, these prices are astronomical compared to what they usually are. So good for the farmers that can get it and get it done, and that's awesome. And I salute them for making a little money off it. But it's not good for everybody else in the long run because there's just not going to be enough of it.
My goodness gracious! And I know that they're concerned about the water that we're using too.
Huge. Yeah, right. Yeah, how do you irrigate when they're telling? Okay, well, no problem. We'll just water our gardens. I mean, that's where this whole thing came together. And I'm actually really glad you brought this up. Our towns, even my town, is saying, yeah, don't water your grass. Don't wash your car. You know, really, guys, we don't have a ton of water going on here. So now you've got this garden that you spent a lot of time and money putting in. You're trying to save some money by getting food out of that garden so you can enjoy it. And now you're being told don't use the water to water this, that, the other thing. Maybe some good advice is if you're going to water your garden to preserve it, to get that food back, to which would be a good positive effect from this whole thing, is water your gardens at night. Mm-hmm. Not during the middle of the day. It doesn't do much good during the middle of the day. Water it at night where the ground can get nice and soaked, and really feed those plants to get through the stress of these high heat days just like today. I'm not a gardener. I'm not a farmer. But it's just I know that makes good sense. If you're going to use water, conserve it and use it so that you waste as little as possible.
Wow. Good advice. Well,
Farmer Banks in the studio today. I should have worn my overalls. I knew I came in appropriately dressed. What are you going to do? You know, I mean.
Well, you know, I love when you say I love food because, you know, that's probably why I like you, because I'm, you know, Italian and I love food.
Hey, you have to. By default, you have to love food.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that yesterday in the Journal of Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and this is off the water and crop subject, but it's so appropriate that you're here today because there was a study published yesterday in the Journal of Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and it was about three simple strategies that can help someone lose weight.
Cool.
And, of course, we know, like, 5,000 strategies.
Precisely 5,000, yeah. Exactly.
Right, yeah, but, you know, this caught my eye. And, of course, we know that cutting back on calories and eating low-glycemic foods, which I always hear you talk about.
What are the three? What are they saying? Is that one of them is cutting back on calories?
Cutting back on calories. But eat regular meals.
Yeah, frequency.
You know, frequency,
right?
Yes.
Frequency. It's a huge problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
My clients struggle with that more than anything else. Eat more frequent meals. Every 2 to 3 hours, eating a little bit of the right types of food. Keyword there, right types of food. Not all calories are the same. And keeping the metabolism going. That solves everything. It solves everything.
Right.
You won't crave something if you're not hungry. You won't be looking for the wrong things if you're feeding the system constantly. Frequency is key.
Yeah. You know, we got to get more into this because there's so many people that think that skipping breakfast and skipping meals, you know, are going to make them lose weight.
Opposite effect.
Opposite. We want to turn our bodies into a fat-burning machine.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do eat more and, you know, feel great. And so when we come back from hearing from our endorsed sponsors, I want to get right into this about how we can help people to, you know, boost their metabolism through their dietary habits and, of course, exercise as well. Our phone lines will be open when we come back, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Chef thinks there's so much in your brain about food. I just want to open it up today.
We'll get the can opener up.
Yes, exactly. You know, beauty from the inside out is what we're talking about here, and specifically through food. And one of our endorsed sponsors is all about beauty from the inside out, and that's Dr. Sam Shacken, who just was on our show last week and will be on in a couple weeks again from the Aesthetic Associates Center. And 839-1700 is the Aesthetic Associates Center. If you need to take care of your skin, you need a sunblock, the best pharmaceutical grade. He's got his own skincare products for anti-aging. He's your man. So he's coming up right next. And then we'll be back with Chef Binks on The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shacken Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shacken specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shacken for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
I love the summer, and I love to exercise to look great and feel great this time of year. But when I get dressed for the day, the last thing I want is to sit in my car with no air conditioning. That's why when the AC isn't working in my car, I make an appointment right away with my good friends at Integrity Auto Service in Niagara Falls. It's the only place I trust to fix the problem at the most reasonable prices in town. Give Ralph a call and try it out. That's Integrity Auto Service. Call 731-1100. Let them know Robbie Raw sent you.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise. And many times, company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that, too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
We are back live in the WDCX studios with Chef Binks. And I just heard the commercial for Creative Home Run Services, which I know they do your website as well.
I love those guys. They're absolutely the best.
Oh, my gosh.
They're my absolute favorite people in the whole world. Inexpensive. I shouldn't even say it expensive, beyond reasonable as far as price, absolutely amazing, amazing human beings can do anything and beyond. I create creativity like I've never seen.
Yes.
They handle everything for me, not just web, everything. Absolutely everything.
Yeah, your videos,
life.
Everything.
Everything, yep.
They just produced four videos for me, which are being released
in just a
couple weeks. I can't.
Ryan, one of the principals over there told me when he was doing the videos with you, he was tired watching you. He said he felt like he burned 1,000 calories just watching you do the exercise because you have so much energy and vibrancy. It's awesome. You're amazing.
I love those guys. But, you know, I am – thank you so much for saying that. but – you know, I am so, so excited about the release of the videos. One of them is going to be interval training, which is periods of high intensity cardio combined with periods of weight with weights.
Oh, I'm very aware of that. It's very painful, by the way, but it works extremely well.
Yes, kickboxing, we got yoga, we got raw cuts, and I'm so, so excited. I mean, when I saw the videos, because we just reviewed them this week, I can't believe the incredible job that Ryan and Annette did.
Yeah, they do an amazing job.
I'm so excited.
Their work that they do, too, and there's very, very few. In fact, I don't even know if there's any companies in Western New York. The work that they do for me is broadcast in New York, L.A., Vegas, Miami, everywhere. I mean, it's broadcast all over the country. They're producing national-level broadcast content for little old dumb Chef Banks that can barely spell his name. I mean, these guys are amazing at handling brands, vision, TV commercials, anything. I mean, they're one of the only people. In fact, I think they might be the only people that are operating on a national level right here in our own backyard in Buffalo. Amazing folks. Yeah,
they are. I'm so impressed. So our phone lines are open, and David, we're going to go to you from Toronto in just a second here, but 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. I love Toronto. David, hello. You're on with the Rod Truth. Good morning.
Good morning. And I speak with you folks today.
Cool.
I'm currently battling a malignant melanoma. I had a 5-centimeter melanoma removed from my right arm 3 months ago. And the question I have is concerning diet, raw foods, and blood type. I'm a type A.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're concerned about your diet, because I truly believe that diet is linked to just about everything. Number one, I know that you're seeing a physician over that, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. In general, I can just tell you overall that when my sister had cancer, and I don't specifically claim to be an expert on melanoma, so you should probably talk to the experts on that. But I can just tell you that when my sister had cancer, I did a ton of research on cancer, and she actually had breast cancer, which is different from what you have. But diet was totally linked. And
Totally linked.
So I'm not exactly sure with the link between melanoma and melanoma and diet, but you should research it, because I know it's important.
David, too, I'm also not a doctor, but some of my clients were going through chemo to fight off certain different types of cancers, actually, and I worked with a couple of cancer treatment specialists in designing meal plans for them. One of the biggest things that they were very cautious of was to not do anything to work against the body's natural process of trying to clean out the rest of it. Depending on the treatment, depending on what processes as physicians they were using to help speed up, eliminate the problem, and then speed recovery, you don't want to incorporate or introduce anything that would work against that. So certain things like raw vegetables or certain types of cheeses that are created by using bacteria, the body actually has to go to work breaking down those bacteria and therefore taking away energy that it's using to create more white blood cells to work on the cancer. So those were the types of things that were avoided. I also know that a big thing in the recovery process was temperature ranges. Food had to be cooked to a very high temperature. So if you like that medium rare steak, maybe it's time to give that up. Above 165 on temperature temperature of food, and then frozen was preferable. Yes, actually frozen food. So it was cook it to a very high temperature, then freeze it. You're using a double kill method for all bacteria. There's natural bacteria in all foods that we eat. Normally our body can handle it, but when your immune system is fighting off any type of disease, but specifically types of cancers, it needs every ounce of help that it can get. If it doesn't have to fight off those extra variables of food bacteria or natural bacteria in food, you're really jump-starting your way into a rapid recovery.
Yeah, making sure that, this awesome advice.
Dr. Banks, I went from farmer to doctor, by the way, David. I'm transitioning today.
Well, no, that's good because you had clients.
I do have clients, yep. No, yeah. Absolutely. And they're in full, truly, God bless. They're in full remission. These are the nicest people in the world.
God.
I actually cried. I cried. I was so happy for these folks when they went into full remission, 100% gone, back to work. They sent me emails. I'm going back to work now because of you, Chef Banks. I was in tears. My wife and I were so ecstatic to be able to really help people beyond just weight loss and things.
That's
like
awesome.
That.
Yeah. But David, boosting your immune system by, making sure that you have those antioxidants and proper nutrients and not starving your body and making sure that you
get the
sugar out of your diet. Read the book, The China Study. It's amazing. I'm so glad you called in today, David. I hope that helped.
I appreciate that. I certainly will look for that book. Are you familiar with any of the information on blood types and eating?
Yeah, I'm not an expert on it,
neither am I.
No, I wouldn't want to comment on it. But, definitely do some research, and the China Study book is a good place to start.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. God bless you. And have a great day.
Oh, thank you for calling in, David. Keep listening.
Big
God bless you.
Big shout out to Toronto. I love Toronto.
Toronto
is like, I have to be careful because Buffalo and Toronto were the whole competition thing with hockey, right? If I'm not mistaken, but boy, I tell you, I love Toronto. It's like one of my absolute favorite cities.
I love shopping in Toronto. although they're all coming here to shop now.
Hey, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
If we're going that way, they're coming this way.
It's crazy.
Good stuff.
But, I just want to mention that everyone who calls in today will have a chance. Your name will go in a hat for our monthly drawing to win a 3-month membership at the Buffalo Athletic Club. I know.
You didn't tell me about this. I don't get to do it. Well, honey, if you're listening, call in. Call in. Where's my wife out there? So we got to get some family members. That
yes,
amazing.
I know. It's a great, great prize.
Which is the only way to interact with you, right? I mean, that's where you do your stuff, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, your yoga and everything else, right? I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I can't think of a better reason to be there.
I'm so excited because I'm just adding another class at night. And in just a couple weeks, we will be having a kickoff event. Chef, you got to come.
There. Come on. Yes. There.
You got to come for our videos, so Ryan and Annette will be there, the cast of all the videos will be there, so it's going to be exciting.
Great stuff.
Thank you. So we're before David called, and once again, our phone lines are open, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. We were talking about the
frequency, right?
Yeah, frequency.
And David nailed it, too. One of the biggest things, and I almost was going to tell him this, and hopefully you're still listening, David. One of the biggest things that the doctors told me when dealing with cancer recovery was some of the treatments, chemotherapy and some of the other treatments that they're using, severely affect appetite, where you don't want to eat. The recovery process unto itself is something that makes you not want to eat. So you are not fueling, you're skipping meals. The doctors are saying that is the worst thing you can do for recovery. If you're not eating, your body doesn't have the energy to run to get rid of this cancer. So they were super happy that I was offering this service to their clients, and I just like, I can't help you. I modified a lot of my meal plans for these folks so that they were continuing to eat. They were having great tasting food that was following the guidelines of what their doctors were looking for. And doctors will give you a guideline depending on the type of cancer they have of what you should modify your diet to based on your treatment. It's important to eat whether you're sick or if you want to get healthy, if you're a little bit overweight, if you're struggling with some weight, if you're trying to lose the last few pounds, if you're exercising, if you're trying to build a new healthy lifestyle for yourself, you must eat. Period. End of story. You cannot starve yourself and lose weight. The only way that you can lose weight, the only thing that burns fat in our body is our muscle. We live in a 50-50 equation here. There's no skipping either part. You must exercise first. If you exercise, focusing on building lean muscle tissue, right, making the muscles bigger. You make the muscles bigger, they burn more fat. It's that
exactly.
simple. The bigger the muscle, the more lean the muscle, the more it's going to burn
out,
fat.
Check it out,
Steve. Where's my phone? I want to take a picture of this and put this up on YouTube. Her bicep is bigger than my calf. It's like,
oh,
you know, it's like
it's
huge. It's like I know, but in a good way. In a good way. But I mean, you don't get muscles. Even if you don't want to, I certainly don't look that way. I'm not like toned or ripped, and I don't have a six pack. But I do have a low body fat. I have a low body fat because I've always focus on building muscle tissue. When you build that muscle tissue will burn fat 24/7. We've got the lean muscle. Now you've got to feed the system. That muscle doesn't work for free. It needs protein. It needs protein to rebuild and restore after those exercises. We need carbs. We need good fats, mono and polyunsaturated fats. Those things have to be given to us constantly. If we screw up our metabolism by skipping meals, we store fat, period. End of story. I wish we had a chart because mm-hmm. if you skip a meal, your blood sugar drops, and then the next time you eat, your blood sugar skyrockets, and you store fat. If
right.
you eat the wrong foods, your blood sugar skyrockets, storing all the food as fat. You skip a meal, you lose. You eat the wrong foods, you lose. You don't exercise, you may not lose, but you won't get as rapid results.
Right.
Exercise, stabilizing metabolism by eating every 2 to 3 hours, eating the right types of foods, slow-releasing carbs, lean proteins, and good fats. And you're there. I mean, you're there. It's that easy. Frequency is key to success.
It's
key.
Yeah, I explain it to my clients, you know, putting a fuel or putting wood in a fire. You
constantly.
Know, you constantly have to put that wood in the fire so the fire burns.
Yeah.
So your metabolism, you have to constantly be eating nutrient-dense foods so that your and I, you know, honestly, I did not know this when I was young. When I was in school and when I was in college, I was trying to lose weight just like every other teenager, starving myself.
Oh, of course, absolutely. And huge mistake.
Yeah, and I mean,
huge mistake.
It backfires on you. So we're going to talk more about this. And about specifically what types of foods
yeah.
are there. And there's there's a science to it, but there's no greater person to explain what we should be putting on the grill for the summer than Binks. So,
yeah.
you know, when we come back, those phone lines are open, 833-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. I've had so many people say, you know, I mean, for me, I don't know, Binks, I am like more motivated when the weather's nice
yeah.
to exercise
sure.
and eat right. And
a lot of people are, yep.
You know, but there's people out there that are really struggling right now.
Yep.
And they know it's summer, and summer's only 3 months in this area here. And they want to jumpstart the metabolism. We got to
right.
talk to those
yep.
people
we
come back from break today. And so one of our endorsed sponsors is Morcel Salon. Mitchell and his crew over there. You know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on my hair because I want to enjoy the
Me
summer.
Me neither.
You are so funny. I posted your picture on Facebook. They can look at your hair on Facebook. But I'll tell you, I love the fact that they gave me a cut that, you know, fits my active lifestyle, and I can just wash and go. So stay with us, because as soon as we come back from break, we're going to talk more to Chef Binks on The Raw Truth. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morcel Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morcel Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair. And let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. You come home from a long day, and the last thing you want is to spend time making meals. But we know how important it is to be prepared. There's a way to save time and eat healthy. It's Chef Binks Seasons Healthy Meal System. You get fresh, never frozen meals prepared and delivered right to your home. The meals change daily, keeping your healthy lifestyle tasty and different. It's like having your own personal chef. Go to chefbinks.com and let them know you heard it on The Raw Truth.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook.
Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
We're back, and the Italian Festival is going on today. Woo! I love the Italian Festival.
Me both, buddy.
Food, food, food. And, you know, before we went to break, we were talking about the study that was published by the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics about three simple strategies that can help you lose weight. One was eating regular meals. Two was frequency. Two was journaling, writing down everything you eat, which I'm a firm believer in.
Can you believe that? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Interesting.
With my clients, 50%, honestly, people lose 50% more weight when they're tracking what they eat.
That's so interesting. I did not know.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You know, and
great stuff.
I mean, people don't have time to write down what they eat, but it only takes a second, really.
Sure.
I mean, because you can't really manage what you don't measure,
right.
And it gives you
accountability.
Yeah, and there's some things you don't want to write down, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you look at a sheet, if you looked at my sheet of paper, it would be fruit pie, Captain Crunch cereal, fruit pie, Captain Crunch cereal, banana split, ice cream. It would paint a really horrible picture that would probably keep me on track. I would see why that would work. It would sort of be like, oh my god, I actually have to write that banana split down. I'm so embarrassed right now. I mean, I suppose it would. It would almost like you're self shaming yourself into to making a change.
Yeah, when you have a coach like me, looking at your journal, the accountability factor is there.
I would be falsified records. I'd be like, why is this crossed out right here? It's like, I don't know. I have no idea how that got changed, and I'm willing to deny it all here publicly now. You know, it's a big black magic marker marks through everything. It's like, I don't know what that was. It looks like fruit pie.
Falsifying your journal.
Falsifying your loadout journal. That would be, it's funny stuff.
Oh,
sure.
No. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Oh. Well, so, in all seriousness.
Where's number three? Give it to me.
Number three is avoiding restaurants. Hello. We know. That's why Binks is here today.
All right, that's a tough one,
You know, I love going out to eat, but it's not our friend, okay?
Yeah.
It's not our friend. When you're trying to lose weight, eat healthy, you know, have nutrient-dense foods, ordering in or going to restaurants, it's not that great for you. I mean, that's what I love about you. You know, I'm blessed because every Sunday when I come home from church, I find a refrigerator full of food from you, Binks. And
for frequency, too. Yeah, I mean, so it's always there and available to have constantly when you need to eat, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, explain to us, you know, I mean, because there's people listening right now, you know, from Syracuse to PA to Toronto that don't.
Yeah, they don't eat at home. No, you know, and I have to be very careful about this. I'm a professional chef. I have been my entire life, you know, college, American Culinary Federation, the whole nine yards, you know, to be a chef. It's not just my job. It's absolutely my passion. Most chefs last 10 years and they're done. They move on to doing something else. I mean,
wow,
I'm 25, 30 years in the business because I'm truly passionate about it. I love food. I love cooking with food. I like the business in general. This is what I have said at live events when I've talked about this, about restaurants, about chefs. It's completely our fault, and it's not our fault as chefs. The way that every single chef worth their salt, especially up in Toronto with the European influence, you'll totally get this. If there's any Toronto chefs listening out there, give us a call and vouch for me on this. We are all classically French trained, period. End of story. We are all classically French trained based on a system that's a little over 200 years old. Everything that we are taught is making food taste absolutely amazing. All the modern American cuisine, a lot of the influences from Southern food, almost all of the American-based, not some of the Asian cuisines and things like that, but just about every European or American influence type of meals are based on a classical French system, which emphasizes flavor. It does not emphasize and was not built during a time where that emphasis was necessary, a need for any type of realistic personal sustainability. It's heavy cream, it's garlic, it's oil. I have colleagues in California that they've been doing this for 10 years as a group of chefs, and I would love to see it make its way more towards here. I did not say this statement, but it inspired me 4 years ago. A chef colleague of mine from California said, it's easy with our training. It's easy to make food taste great using using heavy cream, using butter, using all the ingredients that are bad for you. That's easy. That's what we crave.
Right.
We want the fat. We want the bad fats. We want the sugars. We want the sweet. These are all things that we are hardwired to want. He said what the challenge is for us as chefs to move forward to take care of our clients, it makes good financial sense for us as restaurateurs. It also makes good sense for us as a society and a group of people that are feeding so many folks in the country, is to find ways to create that same wow factor, that heavy cream sauce reduction with roasted garlic. How can you make that, oh, God, you can taste it, can't you? That heavy cream reduction with the caramelized garlic and a little bit of butter with some just salt and a perfect age Pecorino Romano. You can taste how good that is just by talking about it. How do you make that dish, that same wow factor, but using slow-releasing carbs, lean sources of protein, and good fats, which every chef knows now that is the way that we need to be going to have sustainability. Some chefs are making the transition. A lot of them aren't. Restaurants were never designed. I'm going to get in so much trouble for this. I don't care. Restaurants were never designed to be a three-meal-a-day, seven-day-a-week process. Restaurants, when I was a kid, were a special occasion. I'm going to Grandma's house. Grandma always takes me to that fancy place, and I have to put a little tie on. It was a clip-on. And I had a little tie tack in my blue suit, and I would have to go to this real fancy restaurant and be really careful to watch my manners and not put my elbows on the table and be really good to have this once every maybe 6 months fancy-schmancy gourmet dinner out at a restaurant. America has adopted restaurants as the new American dinner table. We have made restaurants our dinner table. We no longer come home to a table where we prepare our food and pay attention to what's going on with our food, where it's coming from, put it all together with love, passion, and sharing that experience with our family. We now go out and rely on others to do it for us because of our busy lifestyle. Is this a bad thing? It is not a bad thing. It's just a change in our way of operating. There's nothing wrong with it. The only problem that we've inherited and that it's come from is you have a group of people, professional chefs like myself, that are all classically French trained, using all ingredients that are not designed to be eaten 7 days a week. You now have a group of people that are eating that food 7 days a week, loading up on sugar. Let's not get into enriched white flour and all the other problems that are sort of thrown into the mix. I mean, in classical French cooking, there was no enriched white flour. It didn't exist. It wasn't invented yet. You start adding a lot of these other preservatives and these other processes into the mix that have been invented over the past 50 to 75 years. You take a group of professional chefs that are all trained on a system that it doesn't have the client's best interest in mind and shouldn't. Restaurants are not designed to be an everyday affair. You create a 1-2 punch for absolute brilliant, the most brilliant system for packing on fat that you possibly could. Americans truly are eating out more than they ever have, period.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, it's just,
I
that's what we do. We eat out, period. We eat out at restaurants.
Right.
There is a movement, even in Western New York, there is certainly a movement nationally and out in California where chefs are becoming and making themselves accountable to themselves and to each other. I consider myself to be part of that movement where we are saying, if there is 10 options on the menu, if you see a regular client, we are interacting with them now. We're saying, hey, listen, this is a much healthier option. I've got a beautiful piece of salmon. Instead of using a cream sauce, I'm using sauteing it in butter. I'm using a macadamia nut oil. I'm giving it different treatments. Instead of a heavy cream sauce, I'm going with a light olive oil and basil sauce to offset the salmon. Or I'm going with a lighter citrus sauce to cut through the fat, the good fat flavor that you get in salmon. I'm watching the sugars. We're offering lighter other options to go along with it. We're creating within our own menus where the rest of the menu is full tilt, hardcore, what you're used to, gourmet, you know, traditional classical French style cooking. But then you incorporate these other healthy elements into menus. There is a movement. Change is coming. Will it come fast enough? I think it will. I think that we as chefs are going to realize, and this is the message that I send to any chefs or food service people out there listening, if we kill our clients, they can't come to our restaurants anymore. We are living in the first generation where our kids are not going to live as long as we do.
I know.
We are doing that to them. We are stealing 2 years of our children's lives because we're giving them the wrong habits. Chefs out there are aware of this. They know that there's a problem, and we're realizing that if we don't have customers around because they're dead or incapable people of coming to our restaurants to eat. We can no longer run our restaurants. It makes good business sense, which it has to. Food service is a business. It makes good business sense to do what's in the best interest of our clients for health reasons. I know as chefs we are capable of overcoming this problem, adapting ourselves to a new world and a new generation of diners that are relying on us more and more, that we can really help them take back the bodies that they want and need to have the energy and vibrancy for the life that they want to live.
Well, let's get down to the brass tacks. I mean, there are people out there that are listening about, and I agree with you completely, there are people out there that are listening that are having trouble because they're craving foods right now.
Salem's hot dogs. That's what they're craving. That's what I'm craving in Western New York.
Or sugar.
Or no, what's in Rochester? What's the other hot dog? Zweigels? Is that it? Am I saying the right thing?
I don't know.
I can't remember. They're everywhere. Every town has its own hot dog.
But you know, let's not bring up any foods at the Italian Festival today because those are all hot.
Minio and Sapio's? You know, I had that 2 days ago. Minio and Sapio's with some gelato and whatever. Every year I go to Minio and Sapio's and they're like, I see you, Banks. I know you're here, buddy. And I literally shove it in grease running down and dripping off my elbow.
Oh, my gosh. I know. And Dave just said cannolis, which used to be my favorite. But you know what? When we come back from our endorsed sponsors, I really want to get into the brass tacks. I'm going to tell you what I had for breakfast. I want to hear what you had for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some breakfast options for our listeners. Mm-hmm. We'll go to lunch and dinner. Let's just give them the basics here. You know, let's just close the show today with some ideas that they can do breakfast, lunch, and dinner with
right now.
Yeah, exactly. So okay, so stay with us. Again, we're going to listen to some endorsed sponsors. If you want to be an endorsed sponsor, contact me at Robbie@RobbieRaw.com, and we'll be right back.
You're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results at the gym. You're working hard day after day, class after class, but something isn't working. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people in the gym on how to transform their body. But the results only come with a combination of exercise and a diet that increases muscle mass and decreases body fat. I'll engage you with all the tools you'll need to see the results you've been working so hard for in the gym. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you'll learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I will get you on the right path to reach your health and fitness goals. For more information, go to my website, RobbieRaw.com.
Something's holding you back from being everything God has called you to be. Something inside keeps telling you, I was meant for more than this. Hi, I'm John Camerano, your Christian life success coach. There is a biblical solution to all your life challenges. Through Empowered Mastery's Transformation Doctrine, I'll teach you how to improve your faith life, family life, fitness life, financial, and even fun life. Call me today at 716-406-2131 for your exclusive Raw Truth consultation and learn how to live the life God desires for you.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shackin Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shackin specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shackin for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let them know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
I love the summer, and I love to exercise to look great and feel great this time of year. But when I get dressed for the day, the last thing I want is to sit in my car with no air conditioning. That's why when the AC isn't working in my car, I make an appointment right away with my good friends at Integrity Auto Service in Niagara Falls. It's the only place I trust to fix the problem at the most reasonable prices in town. Give Ralph a call and try it out. That's Integrity Auto Service. Call 731-1100. Let them know Robbie Raw sent you.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And we're back. People need to know what exactly to eat. I can tell you what I had today. I had steel-cut oats this morning with some almonds in it and some organic raisins. Nice. It was awesome. What did you have?
I actually was super busy and on the go today. I woke up extra early because I had to be down for TV, so I did a protein shake right away. It's not a supplement. It's not a magic pill. It's like taking a meal with no sugar in it as quickly as possible. I did a protein shake, and then as soon as I got done, I had a little bag with me with an ice pack. I had a couple of hard-boiled eggs and some grilled marinated chicken that I had left over from yesterday. So just something quick, a lot of protein in the day. I like to get my day started off with protein. Gives you that long-haul energy that I'm going to need. I've got another 20 hours to go.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy
You're going
day.
From one job to the
Yo,
next constantly, year.
Yeah, go, go,
so,
go.
So, yeah, protein and fiber with every meal. And some other ideas, because somebody texted me just asking me, give us some ideas for breakfast. One of the other things I have, of course, is the non-fat plain Greek yogurt.
Yep, that's a good one. Yep,
you know,
low in sugar, like 6 or 7 grams of sugar. Low in sugar, as long as it's the plain one. Awesome, incredible choice. Good metabolism starter for the day. One of the things that I love to do, and this is what we do for our clients in the meal service that we provide a lot of omelets. Omelets are super easy to make at home. Buy yourself literally a whopping investment of maybe $9 for a professional-grade little omelet pan. Do some practicing. Go with egg beaters and use a little olive oil or macadamia oil and just make up a bunch of omelet shells, the actual little circles that omelets are in. Then you can put anything you want on the inside. You can put vegetables in there. You can put some chicken if you have it left over. If you have some steak from the grill the night before, you can slice that up, put it on the inside, a little bit of cheese, microwave it, you're done. You're eating like a restaurant meal, but you're not having saturated fat. You're not having the whole egg. You're even eliminating the yolk. You're going with only the egg white, which is the highest form of absorbable protein. If I'm not mistaken, that is the highest form of absorbable protein is egg white.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 95%, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good choices there.
And then the Ezekiel bread, of course,
yeah,
the sprouted grain bread is equal to eating an egg. It's got that protein and fiber in it. I love it,
Amazing stuff, yeah.
I'm going to go out and buy some macadamia oil. I've never used it.
I'll bring you some. A friend of mine imports it, and he never locks his building. So I'll take a couple bottles from him. It's he's not listening now, so we're fine. I'll sneak you a couple bottles of that. It's no problem at all.
Now, somebody texted me and asked what was in that picture that I posted on Facebook. There was a picture with you brought last time with some dips.
Oh, dips, yeah, snacks. Snacks are so important to frequency. Frequency is such a huge issue. It's one of the most important things. We've talked about it a lot today. One of the ways to beat cravings is to never be hungry. If you're never hungry, sugar is an addiction. You crave it when your blood sugar goes low. Your blood sugar goes low, you need sugar to get it back up again. If your blood sugar never goes low because you're constantly feeding the engine, you'll never have to worry about eating the wrong things. That's the quickest and easiest way to kill cravings is to constantly keep eating the right types of foods. One of the things that I like to give my clients is snacks. Is nookshatel, is hummus, is tempenade, different dippy things. You know, gotta watch your salt on some of that stuff, like tempenades with the olives and things.
Yeah, yeah.
But nookshatel is another great one. Nookshatel, it's a French cream cheese, 1/3 the amount of fat as regular cream cheese. So it's low fat cream cheese basically, but it tastes awesome. It tastes like regular cream cheese. You can do anything with that. You can chop up broccoli, peppers, onions, mushrooms, raw, right in there. Mix it up in a little food processor or just smush it in. Let it sit out on the counter for an hour, soften up, and smush it. Yeah, just smush it with like a wooden spoon, you know? Like the one you used to stir your spaghetti sauce at home for, since you're Italian. Just smush that right in a bowl and incorporate those vegetables in. That stuff is great on your Ezekiel bread in the morning. It is great to have with some Triscuit crackers to dip some vegetable in. I'll pipe it into celery, lay them out on a tray, have those as a snack. Constantly having the right choices. When you open up that refrigerator, if there's nothing in there but a leftover frozen pizza or Hostess fruit pie, that is what you're going to grab every single time. If you open up the refrigerator and there are all these things made in advance because you put a little thought into it and got that stuff ready to go in the fridge, that is the most practical way to not make the wrong choices this summer.
And I agree. And before I forget, because you mentioned, when you're preparing food for your clients, they can get a free consultation.
Oh, absolutely.
People listening today.
Amen. Raw Truth, Robbie. Hey, bud. give me a call. Anything. God bless. Anything you want to type in. Chefthinks.com. I should throw that out there.
Yes.
I get so excited talking about this
stuff.
I know. Chefthinks.com. Go to the Seasons tab on the top of it, the Season Meal System, where we build a beautiful, rotating, wonderfully delicious food, only featuring lean sources of protein, locally sourced vegetables, slow-releasing carbs, and only good fats in our food. We put together completely balanced meals based on personal culinary and dietary restrictions, combining everything together, really trying to bring it together for somebody. Like your food. You're a vegetarian. You're a certain type of vegetarian. Other people are, well, I eat this, but I don't eat that. Everybody has a different way of eating.
Right.
You don't have to change what you like in order to get on a healthy plan to achieve your health and weight loss goals. It's a huge myth. People think that eating diet to most people means, oh, I'm going on a diet. I got to eat garbage for the next, you know, for the next. That's not the case.
Cardboard.
You just have to make the right choices within the food categories that you like. If you don't like fish, don't eat fish. If you love fish, there are a thousand things you can do for healthy. If you say, well, I love meat. How can I lose weight and eat meat? You can eat a ton of red meat. You just have to make the right choices on red meat.
Mm-hmm.
Those choices sometimes can be very, very confusing. What we do is we offer very interesting plans that we put together for folks, and we custom design everything. It's delivered right to your house. You don't have to think about it. You open up the refrigerator. There is no problem with frequency or consistency. You open up the fridge. Your food is built and done, and it's cheaper than eating out in a restaurant. And I'm not talking a fancy restaurant. It's cheaper than eating out in a regular, basic, family-style restaurant, having that food delivered to your home so that you can stay on track with your healthy goals.
It's fresh, and I love it. I mean,
all delivered fresh, yep.
You know, you've been doing it for us for like 3 months now, and I can't even tell you how much we are addicted, okay, to your food. and getting ideas.
We have fun cooking for you. We love it.
Well, you know, we're in the middle of this big move right now, so I haven't been cooking a lot, so it's been great. But one of the things that I love is, you know, pesto.
Yeah, I know. It's your favorite.
And, oh, my gosh, keep bringing that.
We made more. We grow a lot of our own herbs, too. Not only do we locally source stuff, but I love hydroponic gardening. I think it's just a fascinating process. We grow all of our own herbs. We grow basil and thyme and everything. So we make all of our own pestos and cilantro pestos fresh right there, like going out right now. Everything fresh, everything delivered. Inexpensive, a way to stay on track, custom built to the way you like it. It's like having a personal chef on timeshare.
Yes.
The best way to say it. Everything is done. I won't come into your house and crash out on your couch so and drink all your Pepsi. So it's, you know, it's like having a personal chef that doesn't have to live with you. Free consultation with me personally. I'll come out and meet with you if you put in Amen, God Bless, or Robbie Raw in the box there. I need name, phone number, and email. I'll give you a call and we can schedule a consultation right away. Chefbanks.com.
It's awesome. So let's give our listeners some examples of some of the things that they can eat for breakfast and lunch. Lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner.
Dinner
and lunch could be the exact same thing. If you want to get, I get fancy with lunch and breakfast and all meals with my clients. But I get fancy with lunches. I do a lot of interesting, unusual things, like I'll do a dried fruit pulled pork wrap, things like that. You don't have to. Let's skip over lunch and go right to dinner. Make double. You want to save some time? Make double. If you're grilling, don't grill one piece of chicken. Don't grill two. Cook like a chef. Grill 20. Buy in bulk. You're going to save money.
Mm.
Buy some big Ziploc bags while you're there. Bring the chicken home. Thaw it all out in the refrigerator nice and safe. Take all that chicken. Put your favorite marinade with it. I don't care if it's a salad dressing. Just watch the sugar. I'm always recommending watching the sugar. But add your favorite vinaigrette into it. A little lemon juice, a little olive oil, a little bit of some oregano, some seasoning. Give it that Mediterranean sort of feel. Even throw a little bit of feta cheese in there. Marinate it. Let it sit in there for 24 hours. Take all of the chicken and grill it all off. Cook it all at once. Make sure you cook it to 165 degrees. When you're done, cool it down in the refrigerator. So we bought in bulk, we cooked in bulk, we marinated in bulk. Now you have 24 pieces of boneless, skinless chicken breast that is done and ready to go in your freezer. Put it all in your freezer. You ready to go? You wake up, you say, okay, I'm going to eat chicken for the next 2 days. I feel like chicken. And you can do this with beef. You can do this with fish and some other things. But chicken, it works beautifully.
Wow.
Pull out two chicken breasts. I wake up in the morning. I'm going to take some sweet potatoes. I'm going to saute them with some of that grilled marinated chicken. I'm going to add in some eggs to it, a little bit of parsley, some seasonings. I'm going to make it into like a jaffa type of dish where it's all mixed together because I want something really fast and easy. And moving on to lunch, I'm going to take some hummus that I have left over from maybe one of my snacks because you can make that in bulk too. I'm going to spread that on a whole grain wrap. I'm going to take some of that grilled chicken, slice it up, throw it on the wrap, a little bit of cheddar cheese, maybe some arugula. I'm going to roll it up and eat the chicken there. I'm going to take that chicken at nighttime. I'm going to take some of that pesto out of the garden. Notice I haven't turned the grill on. I haven't turned the grill on.
You haven't taken the breath.
You haven't done it, but you don't have to do anything. This is how chefs cook. This is how I cook for my clients. I cook a lot of things at once for a lot of people. That's how I can do it for such an awesome price and such a good value, is I take advantage of the culinary skills that we all use as chefs. I know you can't write this down fast enough. I don't want you to. Go to chefbanks.com. You'll see a lot of videos and recipes and lessons there to do that. But think bulk. Buy bulk, save money. Bag it up, save time.
Yeah, you know, I'm
cook
not good at that. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm not good at that. And you
organizing's
have,
tough.
Yeah, yeah. And you're a lot of your foods have quinoa and,
oh,
and
yeah.
All that. I'm telling you, you know, we need a 6-hour show, honestly. I mean,
we could. We could talk about this all day.
I'm excited because I have not thought about cooking in bulk, and we need to definitely do that. Because
time
too
the only
busy.
Thing we have, the only thing we have is in our life is our time. To waste it would be grossly negligent. Don't waste it doing things certainly that you don't love. You don't have to turn your stove on this summertime. Take advantage of the season. Apply it in volume, saving time, and being able to enjoy the summer for all it's worth. That's the way to really enjoy your summer and standpoint, is to create the extra time for yourself to do so.
Well, you know, we got to have you back because there's just way too much to talk about.
I love you. I will do whatever you tell me to do.
Thank you so much for coming, Steve. And
my pleasure.
Everybody, chefbinks.com. Listen, I want you to go to also the Kingdom Bound website again and sign up for Kingdom Bound, because I'll be presenting the Health and Fitness, the Raw Truth, August 6th, August 7th, August 8th. One of those will be at the WDCX tent, at the Amped Up tent. I'm so grateful for that opportunity. And I just want to thank again Steve Binks, Chef Binks, for coming in today, along with my other sponsors, Dr. Ortman Nabi, Integrity Auto Service, Home Run Creative Services, who created my website, Ryan and Annette. They're just creating my videos right now. I'm so excited. Morcel Salon, John Camerano, personal life coach, who's going to be here next week. He's going to be talking about how to reach your goals through, you know, really, number one, the strength of God, and also number two, changing your thought process. And, of course, Dr. Sam Shacken from the Aesthetic Associates Center. I want you guys to tune in every Saturday. Let's stay motivated. Remember that God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control, not just self-control in one area of your life, but in all areas of your life. And, you know, thanks for listening to The Raw Truth. Again, I want you guys to keep fit, eat clean. God bless, and thanks for listening to The Raw Truth. We'll see you next week.